Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Most runners who develop knee pain focus immediately on what they are doing wrong with their training, mileage increases, shoe wear, running surface, or hip strength deficits. Rarely does the conversation turn to what they are putting on their plate. Yet the inflammatory biology that drives both patellofemoral pain syndrome and iliotibial band syndrome is directly influenced by diet, supplementation, and joint nutrition in ways that most orthopedic surgeons never discuss with their patients. Understanding the inflammatory biology behind both conditions. Runner's knee, patellofemoral pain syndrome, PFPS, occurs when repetitive loading produces abnormal stress and irritation beneath the kneecap, driven by a combination of biomechanical factors and localized inflammation in the surrounding soft tissue. IT band syndrome, ITBS, involves repetitive friction of the iliotibial band over the lateral femoral condyle, generating a focal inflammatory response in the underlying bursa and connective tissue that becomes progressively more reactive with each training session. Both conditions share a common biological thread: chronic, low-grade inflammation that perpetuates tissue irritability and slows the normal repair cycle between runs. This is precisely where nutritional strategy intersects with injury prevention. Not by replacing biomechanical correction or strength training, but by modifying the inflammatory environment in which those tissues operate. Anti-inflammatory nutrition strategies for runners. The dietary patterns with the strongest anti-inflammatory evidence are those that reduce circulating levels of inflammatory cytokines, the signaling molecules that sustain tissue irritation when training load outpaces recovery. A diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids from fatty fish, walnuts, and flaxseed, polyphenols from berries, dark leafy greens, and olive oil, and antioxidant-dense vegetables consistently reduces systemic inflammatory markers in endurance athletes. Conversely, diets high in processed foods, refined carbohydrates, seed oils, and added sugars actively promote the inflammatory state that makes overuse injuries more likely to develop and slower to resolve. For a runner logging 30 or 40 miles per week, the cumulative dietary pro-inflammatory load across a training cycle is a meaningful variable in tissue resilience, one that is entirely within the athlete's control. Explore how organic superfoods and anti-inflammatory nutrition support athletic recovery on the Sports Medicine Weekly blog, and review the evidence-based sports nutrition philosophy practiced at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. The role of joint supplementation in connective tissue health. Beyond dietary patterns, targeted joint supplementation addresses the structural needs of the connective tissues most stressed by running: the patellar tendon, the iliotibial band, the lateral retinaculum, and the articular cartilage of the patellofemoral joint. These are not muscle tissues that respond readily to protein synthesis. They are collagen-dense structures with limited blood supply and slow repair cycles that benefit from specific nutritional support. Turmeric extract, standardized for curcumin content, is one of the most clinically studied natural anti-inflammatory compounds, with multiple controlled trials demonstrating reductions in joint pain and inflammatory markers comparable to low-dose NSAIDs, without the gastrointestinal or cardiovascular risks associated with long-term anti-inflammatory medication use. Vitamin C is essential for collagen synthesis and cross-linking in tendon and ligament tissue, making it directly relevant to the connective tissue health of the structures implicated in both PFPS and ITBS. Undenatured collagen provides the bioactive peptides that stimulate cartilage matrix production and reduce joint-specific inflammatory signaling. The AGYL joint supplement, formulated specifically to address joint health under sustained physical stress, combines turmeric extract, vitamin C, cucumber extract, and undenatured collagen in a single daily capsule. A combination directly relevant to the tissue environment runners are asking their knees to operate in across a full training season. When nutrition supports, but does not replace, structural treatment. Anti-inflammatory nutrition and joint supplementation are most effective as part of a comprehensive approach that addresses the biomechanical contributors to runner's knee and IT band syndrome simultaneously. hip abductor and gluteal strengthening, running gait retraining, and load management remain the cornerstones of both conditions. Non-operative management. What nutrition does is optimize the biological environment in which that rehabilitation takes place, reducing the baseline inflammatory burden that makes tissue more reactive, recovery slower, and injury recurrence more likely. For runners whose symptoms have persisted despite structured rehabilitation and conservative management, a sports medicine evaluation provides imaging-guided clarity on what is structurally driving the problem. Conditions including cartilage damage, meniscus pathology, and ligament stress can present with overlapping symptoms and require precise diagnosis before the right treatment path can be identified. Platelet-rich plasma, PRP, is increasingly used for chronic tendinopathy and soft tissue overuse injuries that have failed conservative management, delivering concentrated growth factors directly to the affected tissue to support genuine biological repair. The perioperative nutrition program at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush extends evidence-based nutritional guidance to surgical patients as well, reinforcing that nutrition is not a peripheral consideration in musculoskeletal care, but a core component of recovery at every stage of treatment. If running-related knee pain has been limiting your training and has not responded to standard conservative measures, request an appointment online or call Midwest Orthopedics at Rush to discuss your options. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.